always been the key to keeping your vehicle running at its best, and Floyd's Incorporated can help. They can handle everything from minor oil changes to major engine repairs. And if you're ever in a fender bender, nobody does auto body repair better than the folks at Floyd's. Floyd's Incorporated, 1221 Industrial Road in Emporia.
And welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Our Emporia Showcase brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
Needing to consolidate debt or make improvements to your home? Look no further than Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Use the value of your home to get a HELOC loan. Closing costs are only $25, so check with Lyon County's leading real estate lender first at esfcu.com or text or call them today to get started. 620-342-2336. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 424226. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase featuring Dr. Allison Anderson Harder, USD 253 Superintendent. Allison, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm totally impressed with you once again. Always impressed with you, but an effort, you know, to join us in studio, braving the cold, the wind, the snow.
Well, you know, all I could see was your bright, smiling face. I just thought, I've got to get in and see Ron.
Well, I'll tell you what, we appreciate you joining us here this morning, and thanks for the extra effort.
Thank you.
Yeah, this morning, we appreciate that.
It is chilly out there.
With 21 below wind chill, that will do it. And no school today.
No school today. Tomorrow, we don't know yet. It's not looking much better, I'll tell you that. So
yeah.
Unless the sun comes out and really changes things, we'll see.
Well, and I would assume, too, that we're not expecting really any more precipitation, but extremely cold weather will be with us tomorrow,
yeah.
and really tough to expose those kids out there and your personnel.
Yes, absolutely.
To the extreme cold, too.
And our buses. So that's another consideration. But KVOE weather and news is my best friend, as well as the National Weather Service, so we just keep it close.
So how have you been? Of course, the last time we talked to you, we did not know that you would be retiring at the end of this school year. So, we're a bit sad to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I mean, I have mixed feelings, but it is the right time. I'm excited for my new adventure. I will miss, I love Emporia Public Schools, and so we will still be in the community for some time ahead in the future. So I continue to support the Emporia Public Schools District and however I can help the community as well.
Yeah, you have not only a long history as superintendent, but you've been in the district for many years, haven't you?
Many years, yes. Over 30 years in education and 28 of those are in Emporia. And very, very proud of that.
Well, you've done a wonderful job, and you certainly will be missed.
Thank you.
Certainly say that. You've been great to work with. And
thank you.
You've been a real leader for USD 253. Many good things have happened. So I think I heard you say this, too, at the end of the last Board of Education meeting, that you're thinking things are going to be left in pretty good shape, and we would concur with that, I think.
Thank you. That has been the goal, is that we have it in the best shape possible and ready to hand it to the new leader and support that person when they come in.
Well, we want to touch today on February being Career and Technical Education Month, and we have a few guests that will be joining us here in a couple of moments. But as we always do, we like to kick off the program with some hashtag Emporia Proud moments, Allison.
Absolutely. Even with some snow and really freezing air, we've got a lot of great things happening. The Emporia High School Theater Department will present a murder mystery, Murders in the Air, little play on words there, so it's H-E-I-R, Murders in the Air, a thrilling whodunit performance where the audience helps decide the killer. Audience members will cast their votes at intermission to determine the outcome, so it'll be a very fun interaction. Performance dates have been updated due to the weather, and the production will take place on March 1st at 7 o'clock p.m. and March 2nd at 2 o'clock p.m. We would encourage you to check out this performance directed by EHS Theater, Ms. Amanda Ballard, who's done an amazing job. The students and Ms. Ballard have been working very hard on this production and are excited to share it with the community. Congratulations to Emporia Public School student Laurel Harper for winning first place at the Lyon County Spelling Bee this past week. And then, believe it or not, our spring sports practices will begin on Monday, March 3rd. It'll be very chilly for track today, which is right around the corner. Good luck to all of our coaches and student-athletes who will be participating. We always want to promote the Red Cross, and you can support the Red Cross by donating blood at one of our three upcoming opportunities at our schools. Donations will take place on February 17th at Riverside Elementary, February 24th at Logan Avenue Elementary, and February 27th at Emporia High School. If you are interested, please visit the website redcross.org to sign up and make a difference. And then we're getting down to the wire.
So
we're getting that construction update with William Allen White. It's currently 92% complete. A lot of progress has been made across multiple areas. All work in the mother's storage room and corridor murals is finished, and final inspections have been completed. A punch walk is scheduled for Tuesday, so that's still today. I'm planning on doing that. Site work adjacent to the new addition is also complete, and laydown yard will be removed and reseeded on April 15th following the completion of the re-roofing project. The replacement of all rooftop units is finished, and they are fully operational, providing heat. The re-roofing phase is scheduled to begin on March 14th during spring break, with a final walkthrough planned on April 7th.
How good does it feel to have William Allen White, you know, and really this 5+ year Building for the Future bond initiative package finally really closing in on being done?
It feels amazing. We've had great partners with HTK and McCown-Gordon. They've just been great communicators and very committed to providing quality work and working with our community partners as well, providing work to our community to help be a part of that. Yeah. So it's all been a wonderful experience. But it's kind of amazing that where we started, and when I remember starting November 2020 and trying to do a really fast catch-up to our final project with William Allen White, and it is looking really, really nice, really anxious to show more pictures to the public.
Yeah, things have really went well and pretty much on schedule.
They have. You know, they've done even ahead. Actually, yeah. William Allen White is ahead of schedule, so that's very. It wasn't going to be completed till the summer, but they're trucking away.
All right. Always great to hear these hashtag Emporia Proud moments from Allison. And let's get into our topic today. And as I mentioned, February is current Technical Education Month, which celebrates the value of CTE and the achievements and accomplishments of CTE programs across Kansas and the nation. There are several career and technical education pathways offered at Emporia High School. The CTE program provides E-High students the opportunity to explore their career interests, enroll in academic courses that expose them to career-related content, and gain valuable work-based learning experiences. And we're pleased to be joined this morning on the Emporia Showcase by Cheryl Leeds, Assistant Principal at Emporia High School. Also, Dr. Brenda Kerner, Plant Science and Industry Operations Pathway Teacher, and Mr. Adrian Inglaze, who is a Manufacturing and Construction Design Pathways teacher. So let's bring our guests into the fold here this morning. Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing well.
Good to have you here. Adrian, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Good to be here.
Dr. Kerner, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you here. Well, let's talk about some of the pathways here and opportunities available to students at Emporia High School. Cheryl, let's have you give us an overview of the pathways available at Emporia High School and how popular they are with the students out there.
Well, as you said, the Emporia High School CTE program has 15 different pathways that prepare our kids for industry, high-in-demand industries and occupations that are of interest to them and that are needed for our community. We have business, we have design, production, repair, public services, media and technology, facts and consumer sciences, agriculture and health, and those are all industries that have been determined as being high need based on a local consolidated local needs assessment done alongside of the Flint Hills Tech College, that we look at employment and industry trends so that we can make sure that we're providing the training and exposure that students need so that they can be successful when they get out of school. If a student is a completer of a CTE program. They're about 70% of the employers say that they make more money because they are more prepared for the industry and to begin their careers. Last year, we had 111 students that were pathway completers. And to be a completer, you have to take a minimum of three courses within your pathway. They have to be at the intro, the technical, and the application level. And they have to pass them with a 70% average or higher. We also had 26 of our kids completed two pathways, and seven of them completed three pathways. Wow. So, you know, these are kids that are really dedicated to their futures and really getting out and seeing what is it that I want to do, or maybe what is it that I don't want to do. This year we're looking at having just as many completers, if not more. Our numbers just keep growing. The kids just keep getting in and finding out that CTE pathways are really the thing to look for. It gets you ready not only for your four-year program, but it could be the tech college. It could be a certification, any of those kind of things. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, do you have a lot of, say, options or suggestions here for pathways that are brought up to you on a regular basis? And really, what's the, I guess, maybe the review process entail before the district and the high school say, hey, look, this is something we should add here to our list?
Well, what we do is we really look at that consolidated local needs assessment, looking for the careers that are out there that are high demand, high wage, that maybe we're not providing the support. It's really driven our programs for the plants, the construction and design. Our healthcare is, you know, that's a need that's always there. Of course, teaching and training is one of our big focuses that we see a need. And we have very talented teachers that, you know, really get with our kids and talk with them and provide them with rich experiences that help them be ready.
Yeah, well, let's venture down a couple of these pathways. Dr. Brenda Kerner is with us, Plant Science and Industry Operations Pathway Teacher. Again, Dr. Kerner, thanks for joining us here this morning. Talk about the pathway Plant Science and Industry Operations. What exactly is offered here?
So we offer three courses within the pathway. Students start with an introduction to agriculture course. Then they, if they're interested in the plant side, they move on to a technical level course, which is plant and soil. So they learn how plants work and the components of soil. They then move on to an application level course, which is floriculture and greenhouse management, where they focus a little bit more on the business side of the plant industry. So they'll be offering two plant sales this spring as part of the application level course. So this pathway, I feel, is really important for students who are, of course, interested in agriculture and plant science-based jobs in the future, but I also think the pathway has life skill applications to it too. Plants are part of our lives, you know, from your lawn to a garden that you might have in your backyard to house plants that you might have in your house to help improve air quality in your house. So students learn a lot of skills, partially just taking care of things in addition to the science that goes behind that.
How important are those life skills, not just the science and maybe the career side of things, but just kind of the enjoyment, the hobbies, or just kind of the general knowledge side of things?
All my students love days that they actually get to work with plants. We, of course, do that a lot, but, you know, there's, of course, some lecture-type material that comes with it. But those days that they get to work with plants There's something calming and just meditative about it. Students really like getting their hands dirty. They like understanding what the needs are for these things that they're caring for. So I think it just develops skills to follow through, because you have to continue to tend the plants, and you can't just set it up and go. So that's part of the life skills, is just being attentive to other things in their world.
Great opportunity provided there, Dr. Kerner. Thank you very much. Let's bring in Adrian Inglay, Manufacturing and Construction and Design Pathway Teacher. Adrian, good morning once again.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about manufacturing and construction and design pathways. Talk about your offering here.
Yeah. So here in the manufacturing and the construction and design pathways, we've got our intro class that feeds into both of those, and that'll be intro to industrial technology. So they learn the basics to the safety, the trades, any of the normal hand tools and smaller power tools that they'd be using. From there, if you go into the construction and design, there is Carpentry 1. So in that class, they start out by building a 12-inch square shelf on the, I'd say, the first 3 weeks of the school year. By the end of the school year, they have built a full-size shed. So there's a lot of progress that happens in those few months. Past carpentry, they can jump up into furniture and cabinet fabrication. So then they're working on building interior products for the house. The first projects that they'll look at is stuff I hand off to them. Say it's a cabinet we built. We built a folding picnic bench, so it sits like a normal bench. You can pull some pins, and the back slides up horizontal to the ground, and so then it's a picnic bench you can sit at. So I actually had a kid bring those set of plans to me. He said, hey, can we build this? This looks really interesting. I said, sure. I want you guys to buy into the program, so let's do it. So that's all construction and design. If you head over to manufacturing, this is more factory-based, so it's really beneficial here in town. So like I said, that intro class, it's intro to industrial tech. From there, it goes into production methods 1. In that course, we focus on 4 different types of production and the way factories can run. And one of my biggest projects that those kids really enjoy is a cutting board factory. So at the end of the first semester, we make an order form together, we design a cutting board, and everyone gets assigned a job. And it's like they're going to work. So they come, they clock in at the start of class, at the start of their job, and they just make cutting boards for that last month of the semester, and then we sell them off, and that money comes back into the program. And the kids' eyes always bug out of their head when I tell them how much money they raised. They get very, very interested in that.
I was going to...
After production...
Go ahead.
Oh, you're good. I'd be happy to answer a question for you.
I was just going to ask kind of what goes into the different projects that you set up, and maybe how much time you're setting up behind the scenes to give these students as good a working experience as they could possibly have, and gain as much information and knowledge as they possibly can.
So, it starts out, I probably spend, I'd say, 2 to 3 hours just researching projects alone, trying to outfit it to what fits the students the best. I don't want to set them up for failure by selecting a project that's way too hard for them. But I also want to challenge them a little bit. So I look through and I pick about 2 to 3 projects, and I bring those up to the students. I say, hey, which one of these do you guys like? And whichever, you know, they vote on it, whichever they like the most, I'll pull that out. And then I read in depth what's going on in the plans, and I will sit there and rewrite the instructions so it's a little more easy to digest. Maybe vocabulary is brought down a bit. And then once we get into the shop, we're constantly evaluating together. So it's not always me adjusting what's going on to the shop. I have my students, we talk about flow in the shop and how that should, how that can optimize output of products. And so we're always looking at it. I'll have kids say, hey, can we move this saw over to this side of the room? I really think it'll help us not hit each other when we're moving materials or have to avoid that. And I say, hey, let's try it. The worst we can do is try it, and then it doesn't work out, and we move it back. So there's, you know, a lot of front loading and a lot of work that goes in place in real time.
Tell you what, outstanding hands-on learning opportunities, CTE programs provided for ESU students, a great opportunity to explore their career interests and enroll in these academic hands-on courses that expose them to career-related content and doing it at its best. So, Adrian, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate that.
Hey, likewise. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Adrian Inglay, who is a manufacturing and construction and design pathways teacher, Dr. Brenda Kerner. Brenda, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Plant science and industry operations pathway teacher, and Cheryl Leeds, assistant principal at Emporia High School. Cheryl, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. And Allison, good programs up there.
Thank you. I was thinking, too, that so CTE, Cheryl was talking about how many pathways and just the explosion of kids who have been completers and multiple completers. So we did apply for the Magna Award through the National School Board Association. That was actually Lily and Langenfelter, our board president's idea. That will be announced in March. It's a very competitive award. So we're competing against other schools of our size across the nation. So we'll see. But we have a really good chance because of all the work that the teachers and Cheryl and all of our students have done.
Well, congratulations on a very successful program. Sounds like, and obviously a lot of students taking advantage of this. What, 111?
They see the advantage of it. They see the worth of it, and exactly what Brenda and Adrian talked about. They are always willing to make adjustments, and they're listening to students, and that student voice is really important.
Well, I think, are we less than a month away now from our next program? Because I think 1 month away would be during spring break next month, wouldn't it?
Correct.
So we're kind of adjusting
our
date.
Adjusted that a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, because if we can, we definitely want our teachers and students involved in that.
All right. Allison, thank you.
Thank you. And I did mean to, you know, Chuck, that was a bonus to be able to see you, too. So I didn't want to leave you out earlier. So thank you. Thank you always for having us.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for Again, coming in studio and joining us. It is the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. It's 845.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, part of the delegation, talking about ending the war in Ukraine.
The goal is to bring an end to this conflict in a way that